Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for locking into another podcast. Here we go. What's your favorite old school movie? You probably know I'm addicted to The Big Chill. I mention it every time we play a song from the soundtrack. As a matter of fact, I did a search on DirecTV again and found it and recorded it and watched it again and even bought the DVD after I set it up to record on DirecTV. What's your favorite old school movie?
Oh, come on now. It's got to be American Graffiti,
1973. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, Big Chill's kind of an old movie for me also, but you're probably thinking about a pack of cigarettes in the sleeve of a white T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, give me your favorite old school movie.
It's another big movie, The Big Lebowski.
Interesting.
No, it's a great, funny movie.
And because of Jeff Bridges?
Yes.
Yes. And we won't dive deep into that reason. Okay, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. It's your time. Tell us your favorite old school movie.
It's a three-way tie. Animal House, The Big Chill, and Caddyshack.
Love all those. You know, Big Chill's my favorite. I love Bill Murray, Caddyshack.
You were at Buford,
yes.
North Carolina?
Yes, I vacation, as many people know, to Charleston all the time and go south to Buford every once in a while and saw The Big Chill House.
Oh, I understand. Everything down there is ancient and beautiful. We used to spend my father's Marine Corps drill instructor reunions on Paris Island.
So Buford. That's
Buford
right.
Buford was our favorite party spot. And it's just the most. Buford and Port Royal have the best bars.
I'm glad you can relate.
I can absolutely relate. I was born in Camp Lejeune and have family in South Carolina. It's fun to go visit for sure, but I couldn't live there. I'm definitely a Michigan girl.
Okay, tell me your favorite old school movie.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Another one for Caddyshack. All right. Well, how come?
Thank you.
Just because it's a party?
Oh, I love the little gopher. And, you know, it was Bill Murray and all the songs. Every time I hear a song, I think of Caddyshack and the little gopher running around and terrorizing everybody.
Interesting. These movies relate to my trips to Charleston all the time. I saw Bill Murray last time I was there.
No kidding.
He lives in one of the barrier islands. As a matter of fact, Sullivan's Island. I guess I'm a stalker. Tell me your favorite old school movie.
Grease.
How come?
Oh, I don't know. I just always loved it. And whenever my dad watched it, I grew up watching it with my dad. Whenever he was away, because he lives in Florida, he'd tell me when it was on cable. And if I knew, I'd call him. We always watched
it. I had a crush on Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
And then I started dating a girl who looked like her, and she started singing her songs. Yeah, I fell in love for a couple of weeks. What's your favorite old school movie?
The Ultimate, The Godfather.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, wait a second. How can you relate to that?
Oh, because I'm born and raised Italian.
Are you related to Hoffa?
I can't tell you that.
I did have somebody suggest that I use Bufalini, who was Hoffa's lawyer, as kind of my agent at one time. But I said, I'm not family yet, but thank you. You're on. Tell me yours.
Okay, I'm kind of a Mel Brooks fan. I like Young Frankenstein and
Blazing Saddles, I'm sure.
Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. All right, man.
Funnier than hell and just crazy. I loved them both.
Yeah, Mel Brooks, amazing. Thank you, brother. What's your favorite old school movie?
When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally?
That's great.
Is that because of that one scene?
No, it's not.
Okay, just curious. Okay, thank you. I mean, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. Put it on the air. Tell me your favorite old school movie.
Blast from the Past.
Wow. Okay, tell me why.
Brendan Fraser's great. Alyssa Silverstone. It's just a funny movie.
Yes, I love
it. Funny movie, too.
Silverstone's, I had a crush on her. I can relate to that. And you're on. What's your favorite old school movie?
Arthur.
Arthur, really? Okay.
Christopher Cross's Arthur's theme was one of my favorite songs.
Oh, love that. Very good. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, man, it's got to be the Big Chill.
Big Chill. That's my movie. That's it. You can relate to it, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
You're talking about Michigan alumni visiting their friend down in South Carolina where I vacation all the time. I can relate to it.
Yeah. And plus, it was great music. Was all about U of M.
Love it. All right, let's go. Tell me your favorite old school movie.
It's got to be Saturday Night Fever.
The guy who used to dress like John Travolta?
That's all I used to do back then was go with my buddies to the disco.
And strike a pose.
You got it, man.
And open your shirt down to your belly button.
Yeah, hot ladies on the dance floor.
Okay, love that one. Reveal yours.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes. Tell everybody why you love it.
300 times. I've seen it over 300 times. I saw it when it first came out. I've got the VHS, the DVD, the Laserdisc. I've got the novelization. I've got the LP.
Tell us how you relate to it.
It's just something that I wish I was like more like him.
That's what this old school stuff's all about. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'm on air afternoons, Monday through Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. on 104.3 WOMC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.